Augusta in the middle of the night in the wee hours and falling asleep. And he finds this little cafe truck stop that's open. So he goes in, and some drunk's wandering out, says, you going to Atlanta? He said, I'm going to Atlanta. And the guy said, could you give me a ride? I said, sure. You want to ride in that hearse over there, you know? And so goes on in. Well, unbeknownst to him, the guy goes out and gets in the hearse, climbs over in the back and passes out. So gets back in there and gets about halfway to Atlanta, and all of a sudden in the back, this guy raises up and says, where in the hell are we? So goes off in the ditch, you know, knocks down a couple of mailboxes, bounces back up, and like a near-death experience there. But,
Oh, that's a good story.
He was at that time scared ambulance driver.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. We're interested in sort of daily life stuff. That's sort of daily end of life stuff that we were just talking about. But
you can edit that part out.
Well, no,
we like that part.
Yeah, we like those. That we're just interested in what life is like in the simplest things. So,
like is maybe, what life is like, what, or like was like
both.
Both. Okay.
In this community, and I'm wondering whether you could tell us a little bit about the home that you grew up in. Maybe give us a tour in words of the house.
Well, the home I grew up in, still there. It was actually a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. Probably about 1,000 square feet total, with a little dirt dugout basement where my dad had poured a little concrete slab down there to put a washing machine on. But it was a small house, and my bedroom was a little small bedroom. This doorway went into the kitchen. This went into the living room. So my closet was actually, you close the door, and my clothes were hanging on the back of the door and stuck in the corner there. And when the door was folded back, you couldn't see it. That was my closet. And it was right down the street about, I'd say 200 yards, was a creek called Hogwaller Creek, which is a very popular creek in Roswell if you're native. And there was a little bridge, you know, you drove over the creek. And that was my... that was my Serengeti plain up and down that creek down there, where I spent every waking minute, you know, catching snakes, muskrats, crawfish, fish, wading in the creek, turning over rocks, just every waking minute down there. And back then you could, times have really changed, and I'll tell you how much, because when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, I'd come home from school. My buddies and I we'd go home from school, and I'd go in, get shotgun out, a rifle fill, my pockets full up with shit, go get my buddies, and we would go all over Roswell, squirrel hunting, rabbits, whatever. I remember one time we came down Canton Street, right there, you know, where you go with the flow?
Mm-hmm.
Right across the street was the Roswell Show, and Miss Drugstore was next door. And we came down Canton Street, 6 of us, all of us with shotguns and rifles. We had 19 squirrels tied on a long cord, and my buddy Larry had them over his shoulder. Police car stops and said, where'd y'all get all those squirrels? Oh, we've been shooting them everywhere. We went into the drugstore, propped all our guns up, piled the squirrels up on the floor, got us a snow cone, sat in there and ate a snow cone, and then from there down to Woodstock Road, probably got another half a dozen squirrels, you know, out of people's yards, and so went home and spent the rest of the day, you know, dressing and preparing these squirrels, put them in the freezer. But that was a different time. But I mean, you know, people are narrow-minded now about you walking down Main Street with a shotgun. They just don't. And then we'd go home, and you know, right there, I mean, you could just